This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, I just, you know, I need to listen to my shows, but I bet if I listened to that back, I'd be like, I just sound a little too excited about my show coming on. I'm the only one that does. Usually when other radio hosts, you know, come on, you know, they're like, hi, you know, Sean Hannity here, or Mark Levin, or Laura Ingraham, or, you know, you're like, all right, you know, that's nice, okay, whatever. Me like, hi, it's me, Dee, I'm here, All right, so I don't know. I forget. No, I don't think Bozo the Clown did that. I'm trying to think who in the olden days would be like, it's me, Dee. I guess the reason why I'm happy is we get an extra hour of sleep this weekend. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Daylight savings time, which, I don't mind if we get rid of it. I really think it's kind of stupid at this point, but what's nice about the fall is, you know, we get an extra hour of sleep. So clocks fall back 1 hour. Everybody always gets confused. So the powers that be said, well, this is how we'll do it. In the fall, the clocks fall back 1 hour. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't know about you guys, and maybe it's because I have a medical degree and I know nothing else, but when somebody says, I want you to move that appointment back, I don't know what direction that is. You mean, like, move it back an hour? Or move it to... I don't really follow that as much. Okay? I just, so it's going to fall back. Well, fall and back, to me, means two things. It almost means the two same things. You're falling, and then you're going backwards. But I guess maybe it is simpler than it is. That's the problem. You go through all the years of schooling that I do, and then all of a sudden you start to overanalyze simple words. You know? So can we move our appointment forward? That's what messes me up. Let's move the appointment forward. Forward where? I don't get that. So anyway, that's my problem. But luckily, we're going to have less heart attacks. We're going to have lower blood pressure, better memory, and less car accidents this time of year, as opposed to when daylight savings time starts. Yeah, I guess daylight savings time ends. That's another thing. I'll be like, okay, you know, let's do Pacific Savings Time or PST. Like, no, it's PT. It's not PST. I'm like, why is it PT? Why is it? Because savings time is over. I have no idea when savings time is over. Or, you know, you actually get PTSD sometimes from all of this. But just some really quick history. The ritual began of daylight savings time back in ancient civilizations because, you know, they wanted to manipulate using the extra sun time. So in the winter, days are shorter. Summer, days are longer. So if you needed, you know, certain, you know, sun for certain crops, why don't we just wake up at a different time? Now, Benjamin Franklin was very, very famous, is credited for daylight savings time, even though technically, you know, we don't know if he's really the one that needs to be credited. But he wrote an essay for Parisians. He really liked French, you know, people in France. And it was called An Economical Project for Diminishing the Cost of Light. And back in 1784, he explained how less candles could be used if people woke up earlier, making more uses of nature's early light, saving on candles, saving money. He was a brilliant man. So Germany in 1916 adopted daylight savings time before the U.S. Then President Woodrow Wilson was like, wait a second, the Germans can do it, then we can do it. So he signed it into law in 1918. Why? Because he wanted to conserve coal during the Great War. So people knew that there was economic impacts from this. Then it got repealed. But a few of the states said, whoa, 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 we actually kind of like this, so we're going to keep it. So now we have another war. 1942, FDR wanted to assist the conservation needed for war efforts. So he made daylight savings time year-round. But they didn't call it daylight savings time. They called it wartime. So all the clocks got changed. Now, after the war, there was still no technical federal law that maintained at the time, you know, that the time remained change. So states were like, well, I'll do whatever the hell I want. So LBJ got in the 60s, and he's like, okay, wait a second, let's come up with the Uniform Time Law. So the Uniform Time Law of 1966 attempted to unite the states, right, to uniform the time. So all the states were on the same time, roughly. And he decreed daylight savings time to begin on the last Sunday of April and to end on the last Sunday of October. But states had the right to vote to exempt themselves. Now, some of you are like, yeah, I remember that. We used to do this around Halloween, and now it changed. Well, the reason why it changed is in 2005, the Energy Policy Act declared that daylight savings time begins at 2 on the second Sunday of March and ends at 2 on the first Sunday of November. Hence, that's why we're here. Now, Arizona and Hawaii are like, you guys, I don't know, y'all are crazy. We're just going to, like, not do it. So Arizona and Hawaii don't do it. So are there health benefits? Oh, absolutely. When you get that extra hour of sleep, there was a study from the University of Chicago that found blood pressure levels to improve by one simple measly hour. You lowered your systolic blood pressure by 17 millimeters per mercury, or 17 points. Then there was a study in the British Medical Journal finding a 21% decrease in heart attacks on the Tuesday following daylight savings time. This was opposite of the 24% increase they see in March, when we have daylight savings time in the spring forward. There was a 2001 study that found a significant decrease in fatal accidents when the clocks fall back, but the opposite is true in the spring. Then, you have other studies that say, well, you know, less gene expression happens when you get more sleep, that extra hour, so you are less risk for diabetes and cancer, less stress, less inflammation. And then, I mean, the obvious, you gain more energy and alertness in the morning. So if you're used to waking up at 7, now with the clock change, you feel like you slept in till 8. You may even wake up at 6, start exercising, you know. So don't forget to change your clocks. Wake up at about 1:55 in the morning. Splash a lot of cold water on your face so you're ready to go to change that clock. Back an hour. 1-877-DOCS-ELLIE.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. trainer and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And Daniel, who is working the dials. All right, well, this election can't come fast enough. I'm going to vote today, if I can. You know, maybe sneak out on commercial break to go vote. Here's my problem. I'm really confused with all these side propositions. You know, vote no on three or yes on three or vote. I think one of the things I'm supposed to vote on is if I am for or against not having sales tax on women's tampons. I believe that's something on the ballot. I'm not entirely sure. I should know more about local politics, you know, because I do a national show. I'm really watch more what's going on nationally. But I think locally we get to vote on tampons. And I'm fine with that. I think, you know, not having a sales tax on a woman's feminine product is nice. It's a nice thing to do. But I, you know, what about also, you know, toilet paper? I mean, there's a lot of things men also use just like women. And, you know, I'm for equality and treating everybody equally. So if there's a product a lot of men need to use, I think that would be fair also. You know, I mean, I think it's stupid, you know, to force a woman to pay more for something that she needs. But the truth of the matter is there's not a lot of free stuff out there. And so, you know, if you want to buy a special type of feminine product, you know, they have fancy feminine products out there. I, trust me, ladies, there's a difference between a cheap tampon and one of the fancier ones. I was surprised. I was like, oh, boy, that makes it a heck of a lot easier. I mean, you almost get a paper cut on the cheap stuff. And so, yeah, I think it's nice to not have sales tax. I hope I'm not misinterpreting that. But if that's the case, I think I would also not do a sales tax on toilet paper. Now, some ladies are like, but men don't use toilet paper. Actually, they do. Men do use toilet paper when they go poop. They may not use it when they go pee, but they do use it when they go poop. And so maybe we should do that too. You know, it just, it's, you know, we really make it okay that we give certain populations either benefits or others taxes, like smokers. You know, we'll tax smokers more than anyone else, and it's under the guise of, well, what we're going to do is there's going to be extra taxes on cigarettes. Well, that's a way for people to treat other people unfairly, and I just think it needs to be fair. You know, I see all these gyms ads, you know, ladies, like in January, when we come into January, ladies get to join for free. Well, that's not fair to the guys. Now, trust me, okay, I do not want to lose my PMS privileges. Trust me, I did benefit from ladies' night. Tuesday nights at the Shark Club, ladies got to drink, I believe, either half price or free, I forget. And so I'm like, I'm a lady. And my friends are like, you're no lady. And I was like, hey, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night. And so so that was really, really cool to take advantage of that. But that's kind of not fair. I mean, we're trying to be a society here where you don't discriminate against anybody or treat one population different than another. But then we get away with women join free and ladies' night. And, you know, men don't complain. You know, a lot of men are probably saying, shut up, Dr. Dahlia, because they're like, they like seeing more women at the gym. They want to see women coming to the club. Did you guys know that in college, I'm learning so much about college. Okay, so I went to college, what, 20 years ago? I guess these parties, I didn't realize guys did this, and now it makes sense. Guys must have done this back when I went to college, too. I never had a problem getting into a party. I never got carded. I always got into a party. Yet, I would hear my guy friends go, no, I won't be able to get in. I was like, what are you talking about? Well, I guess there were these ratios. There's somebody watching at the door, and there's supposed to be a 3-to-1 or 4-to-1 ratio of girls to guys. And they do that, so the guys, either in the fraternity or in the party or whatever, have a much better chance of getting a girl. I didn't realize all that manipulation. I was a real naive. I was so naive going to school. So I'm like, yeah, I get it. And I had all these guy friends. And the guy friends, you know, they're like, well, I'm not going to go. And I'm like, well, why not? We're going to hang out at this party. Because I liked having my guy friends, you know, especially my, you know, who were gay, because I felt safe. And I could hang out with them. I didn't have to worry about somebody hitting on me or spiking my drink. And it was great. It was good fun for me. But there's a lot of inequalities going on and special preference. I guess the Supreme Court is hearing the last of the arguments on the Harvard case where race is used as a factor in admissions. And somebody of Asian descent, they've been accused of discriminating against. And so it'll be very, very interesting to see, you know, what the Constitution allows. But, you know, we want to be a country where we don't, you know, discriminate against black people, Hispanics, white people, women, men. We want to be that type of country, but we unfortunately have a lot of things that, you know, you kind of look at going, well, wait a second. You know, ladies get in free, but a guy has to pay. Or if you, you know, apply for this scholarship, you can't do it if you're of this color, but you can't of this race. That's, we have to pooper get off the pot in terms of, you know, are we going to be, you know, committed to one sort of mantra, or are we going to, you know, go, okay, well, it's just, we're only doing this to appease, you know, part of the country or whatever. So, I find that fascinating. Now, with the election coming up, and again, it can't come fast enough, and don't worry, I'll figure out what these other propositions are. That's the only reason why I haven't early voted, because I can't figure out all the other stuff that I'm supposed to vote on. There's something going on with our energy. I don't know where they could charge more or charge. I just don't get it. And the commercials are very confusing. And so, you know, I'm trying to read up on it, and most of the sources are, you know, politically leaning one way or another. And so I'm just not getting a real, shall we say, objective look at what these, you know, are. So I think the commercials are a little too overburdensome, and they just kind of confuse me and scare me, because I don't know what the heck I'm supposed to do. I've been told to vote yes on three, and then I've been told to vote no on three. And both commercials have a very compelling argument. So part of me wants to just not vote on it at all, but I'd rather not do that. So there's independents out there. There's people out there that are really still undecided. And I'm worried that a lot of the undecided won't vote. But this is fascinating. Apparently, wages are up 3.1%. 250,000 new jobs have been introduced, and we're at a 50-year low unemployment rate. And even the liberal media is even saying that the economy is booming under Trump. Now, a Democratic House is going to throw us into gridlock. A Democratic House could slow down progress. You have the Democrats really fighting hard, especially Nancy Pelosi, because then Nancy Pelosi could be Speaker of the House. And boy, is that something that she's salivating at. Me, I kind of like the fact that we're getting some stuff done. We got a lot of things coming around the bend. Yeah, we really haven't done much with health care, but if the economy's improving and people are getting hired, I mean, that kind of washes out a lot of the Obamacare issues that we had, where Obamacare had hurt a lot of jobs because employers were getting fined and there were mandates and things like that. You know, now that the administration got rid of those, you know, we don't have as much job-killing properties to that bill. You know, things seem to be moving in a pretty good direction. You know, we do have some major immigration issues coming. We got caravans of people. I think now we have four caravans of people coming to the United States. You know, that could get ugly. That may help the right, because people are like, look, we, you know, they could force their way in. There's a lot of numbers. Some of them could be armed, etc. You have others saying, oh, you see, this is why we need to open up our wall and open up our doors to allow all these people to come in, and then they'll vote our way. So there's a lot of back and forth with that, but I'm pretty impressed so far. We have some good numbers, and, you know, we'll see what the midterms, how those play out. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump continuing to focus on illegal immigration in these days leading up to the midterm elections, saying that it's impacting average Americans.
And places enormous strain on our local schools and communities in general, taking precious resources away from the poorest Americans who need them most.
Meanwhile, the first wave of what could be as many as 15,000 U.S. troops being deployed to the southern border has arrived in Texas. They're being sent there by President Trump in advance of the arrival of a caravan of Central American migrants. The South Florida man accused of sending dangerous packages to Democrats and other critics of President Trump was in a Miami federal courtroom a short time ago. A judge saying that Cesar Sayoc will be staying in custody pending his transfer to New York to face trial. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dolly, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. I get really confused by when stories break, because there's these huge headlines on the top 50 bedbug cities list, and I'm looking at this and I go, I thought this came out months ago, and it actually did. January 8th, 2018, Orkin, and you know, Orkin, that's that big company responsible for a lot of pesticides. Excuse me. Orkin released back in January their top 50 bedbug cities list, but now it's all over the place as news today in November. Go figure. So, they say for a second year in a row, Baltimore tops their top 50 bedbug list. New York fell 4 spots. Dallas-Fort Worth joined the top 10. Congratulations, Dallas. San Diego and Albany rejoined the list. So, I guess this is a list that's been going on for a while, where people try to figure out which cities have the most bedbugs. Orkin makes this list. Everybody reads it, they like it, and it's interesting. And it makes news. It makes news 10 months later. So the list is based on treatment data from the metro areas where Orkin performed the most bed bug treatments from December 1, 2016 to November 30, 2017. The ranking includes both residential and commercial treatments. Now, what if your city doesn't have an Orkin? Or doesn't call Orkin? So, this isn't the most scientific. But apparently, Baltimore's number one, D.C., Washington, D.C., number two. Then comes Chicago, L.A., Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, Detroit, New York, San Francisco, Oakland. Oh, by the way, great game. 49ers, I got to tell you, man, that kid, you have a new quarterback start, and Nick Mullins, and he just, when a new quarterback has to step in because, you know, previous quarterback, a veteran quarterback gets hurt, sometimes these kids just shine. And it's funny because his Twitter feed just exploded once Troy Aikman and the other broadcaster was talking about his Twitter feed. But good for this kid. Very well done. He's also a daddy. And a kid helped the 49ers win against Oakland. Very, the Raiders. Anyway, Dallas-Fort Worth rounds up number 10. Now we're talking bedbugs. Then Indianapolis, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Cleveland, Raleigh, Richmond, Virginia, Houston, Norfolk, Charlotte. Then came Buffalo, Knoxville, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Michigan, Pittsburgh. Then came Greenville, North Carolina, Champaign, Decatur, Illinois. Phoenix came in 27, Denver, Milwaukee, and then Hartford, New Haven. Yeah, Las Vegas is on the list. That's where I'm from. Then Charleston, West Virginia, Boston, Syracuse, St. Louis, Seattle, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Flint, Saginaw, Omaha, Nebraska, Cedar Rapids. And then rounding out the last 10 of the top 50 is San Diego, which was new to the list. Congratulations, San Diego. Lexington, Kentucky, Honolulu, Hawaii, Louisville, Kentucky, Las Vegas, Greensboro, North Carolina, New Orleans, new to the list, Myrtle Beach, Florence, Tampa, and Albany, Schenectady. All right, so what does this mean? Well, it means, you know, bed bug infestations or something that can rise, and it is rising, because people who travel more spread these bed bugs. And, you know, you don't want to have your suitcases on the ground. There's a lot of those suitcase holders or those suitcase, you know, those things that you open up and they have cloth and you throw the suitcase. I don't do that because my suitcase is heavy. I can't really lift 50 pounds very easily without blowing a disc. So I just open up my suitcase on the ground and I'll just bend forward and grab whatever I need. Deodorant, whatever. Well, bedbugs can jump into that. Plus, bedbugs could be on the sheets. Luckily, the sheets in hotel rooms are white, but you need to take a look because little brown specks could be bedbugs. And then they bite you. I've been bit by bedbugs, not fun. And bedbugs can be found in hotels, hospitals, public places like daycare centers, public transit, schools, offices. And according to a 2015 Bugs Without Borders survey by the National Pest Management Association, the top three places where people find bedbugs are apartments and condos, single-family homes in the 93rd and 95th percentile, respectively, but then hotels and motels came out at 75%. So most of the time you get bedbugs sleeping over at your friend's house as opposed to sleeping in a hotel. And they say any type of home is prone. It doesn't have to do with you being, you know, a sanitation issue. If you, you know, get an infestation, you get an infestation. Just like with lice. You know, we'll see lice in people who are unkempt, but you'll also see lice in some of the healthiest, cleanest of hair. So, So, they say bed bugs are capable of rapid population growth. An adult female lays 2 to 5 eggs per day. That makes treatment challenging. Adult bed bugs are about the size of an apple seed. They're about reddish brown. They're usually brown and then they get more red after they suck some blood. And they could really, really hide. So what you have to do is look for these little black ink-like stains they leave behind. That's kind of like their poo-poo. So sometimes you'll know you have bed bugs by finding their black poo-poo. And so at home, what can you do? Well, Orkin suggests inspect your home for signs of bed bugs regularly. Check mattresses, tags, seams, behind baseboards, headboards, electrical outlets, and picture frames. Now, I don't know about you guys, but looking behind a baseboard or a headboard, my headboard's brown. It's wood. I'm not going to see anything. They say decrease clutter around your home to make it easier to spot bed bugs on your own or during professional inspections. Okay, we got clutter, Inspect all secondhand furniture before bringing it inside your home. It's a common way for bed bugs to be introduced into homes. I know a lot of you guys buy at IKEA. I think that's safe. And then safe in terms of not having bed bugs. Not safe if, they fall on your kid as you're building them. Then they say dry potentially infested bed linens, curtains, and stuffed animals on the hottest temperature allowed for the fabric so you could kill any bed bugs. And then during travel, they say to do sleep. So sleep stands for S. Survey the hotel room for signs of an infestation. Be on the lookout for tiny ink-colored stains on mattress seams. Look behind the headboards and in soft furniture. Then L means to lift and look in bed bug hiding spots like the mattress, box spring, and other furniture. I'm not touching the stuff in a hotel. Even torn wallpaper. Look for bed bugs in the torn wallpaper. Elevate the luggage away from the bed and the wall. The safest places are in the bathroom or on counters to put bed bugs. Okay, most hotels I stay at, the bathroom's really tiny. It's not going to fit my big suitcase. Examine your luggage carefully when repacking and once you return home from a trip. Always store luggage away from the bed. And then place all dryer-safe clothing from your luggage in the dryer for at least 15 minutes at the highest setting. So you see, what I do is I like bring my own pillows. I just like my pillows. Hotel pillows are too thick, so I like my flatter pillows. And so I will get home at like 11, 12 o'clock at night, grab my pillows, and go to bed. That's bad because you're now taking a pillow that was on a hotel bed and putting on yours. So not the best thing to do. So bed bugs, not good. Make sure you have your tetanus shot up to date. You get bit by a big bug, you could still be exposed to tetanus. Bed bugs usually don't transmit a lot of infectious disease. But some people report that every time they travel, they come back and they get sick. Who knows? Maybe something happens where it messes with the immune system. So I'm not a big fan of bed bugs, especially the little poo-poo pieces. And a lot of times we'll order in to the hotel room and we'll eat off the bed. Not good, especially if you have the little black stained poo-poo. So things to think about. But, congratulations, Orkin. That was a real, real great, piece. It's just, I don't know why it's only being reported now 10 months later after it came out. People definitely recirculate news. I think, or the media is like, oh, really? We forgot to cover this. All right. So, when we come back, why are people banning Disney movies in the house? 1-877-DOT-SOLLY. We'll be right back.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the world is changing pretty quickly. And things we grew up with and, you know, ideas and ideologies that were just kind of a part of our culture may be going away pretty quickly. And so the idea of a fairy tale may be gone within a generation. Now, what does fairy tale mean to you guys? When I think of the term fairy tale, I think of Disney. I think of a pretty princess and a castle, and I think of a handsome prince, and I think of a horse, and I think of a mean witch, but I think of a happy ending. Fairy tales have happy endings. And I've always grown up with there being fairy tales. Well, I think there's a movement happening. And there are arguments that people have to try to get rid of that whole thinking. Maybe fairy tales put too much pressure on us. Maybe it puts too much pressure on an average girl thinking, I gotta look like that. I can't look like Cinderella. My waist will never look that small. And guys, oh my gosh, guys, you know what kind of pressure? You're supposed to be my knight in shining armor. It's like, what the hell are you talking about, woman? Where'd you get that from? Well, because when I was a little girl, you know, Prince Charming would come, and he would rescue me, and he'd put a shoe on my foot, and he took me away from the wicked stepsisters, or he kissed me when I was asleep, and you need to do that. And the guy's like, look, your expectations are too high, ma'am. Ma'am, sorry, not going to happen. Maybe it is obsolete, I don't know. I haven't decided where I stand on that yet. But Keira Knightley, she was the one in Pirates of the Caribbean. She was also in the newer Revenge of the Sith, the 2000 Star Wars. Yeah, she's been in a lot of movies. She bans Disney classics. She banned her daughter from watching Cinderella, Little Mermaid. She's 33 years old, and she doesn't allow Edie, who's 3 years old, to watch films. Why? Because the female characters are, quote, rescued by men. She says it doesn't sit well with her. She says Frozen and Moana are allowed in the house because the strong leads of those films, she believes, would have words with other Disney princesses like Ariel. She said, I love Frozen. I'm 100% Team Frozen and Team Moana. Moana is big in our house. Inside Out is big in our house. She says, I just wonder what Elsa from Frozen would say to Ariel from Little Mermaid and Cinderella, because Elsa has some serious opinions about Anna, her sister in Frozen, going off with a guy that she only just met and saying she would marry him. She says, she's like, absolutely, that is not okay. And in fact, everyone in Frozen is not okay with that. Now, I think she brings up some other issues like, you know, Ariel has to give up her voice to save I forget Little Mermaid. I remember the Under the Sea. These old Disney films. My only issue with Disney films, I don't mind that. I don't mind the whole princess thing and the princess thing. My issue with Disney films is that usually a parent gets killed off. And I never understood that. I don't understand why. Maybe Walt Disney had a parent who died. I just don't understand why Mufasa had to die, why Bambi's mom had to die, why. I think Aladdin was the only movie where a parent didn't get killed. In Nemo, the mom had to die. And so I really don't understand why that had to happen. You know, I mean, unless they were trying to introduce to kids that the world isn't always perfect. You know, I don't know. And, you know, kids these days now don't rely on Disney as being, you know, their... You know, Disney had a lot of power for many decades because a lot of the kids' shows out there, yeah, there wasn't really a lot of competition. Now, oh my gosh, kids have all these stations and YouTubes and things like that, so many kids don't even know who Mickey Mouse is. But, you know, I kind of like, as a girl, the whole Prince Charming. So, you know, I'm married to my husband, and he is my knight in shining armor. And, you know, I don't know if psychologically he feels that pressure and he doesn't like that pressure. But when I try to say, I got this, I'll do this, no, he doesn't like that. He wants to be the one to kill the spider or to protect the house or to... Now, I mean, when he's asleep, you know, when we had the guy that broke in, yeah, I'm the one that got the gun. I'm the one that told the guy to get the hell out. You know, I mean, he was asleep with the dog and, you know, whatever. But he feels bad that he wasn't there to do that, that I had to do that. He wants to be... You know, the man of the house. And I'm fine with that. I find that very sexy. You know, I don't mind that there be certain roles and certain, you know, characters that you play. No, don't worry, I'm not going into there. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, I like the idea that, okay, mom handles this, dad handles this. I think that's okay, and I think it's very healthy. I also like the idea that, you know, mom gets a say, and mom's final say is the way we go. I like that, too. But, you know, things have kind of worked for some time. I mean, you know, does a movie sell when a woman is the hero? Somebody will say, well, yeah, Tomb Raider, that worked, and, you know, Catwoman. All right, but what's the difference? Okay, when you do have these women, like Wonder Woman, everyone's like, yay, well, look at Wonder Woman. You know, boy, you know, that really helps the women's movement, and we could have a hero, and Wonder Woman movies did well, so it shows you can't have a female lead. Yeah, what was she wearing? The only reason why, I don't want to say the only reason why, I think Gal Gadot is a fantastic actress. I think she's beautiful. I think she did a great job with the movie. But she was half naked. Same thing with Tomb Raider. Same thing with, I don't know, some of these other women. Like Charlie's Angels. When they had the Charlie's Angels, these women had to be sexy. So you could try to pretend that you are being, you know, so politically correct and progressive and showing that a woman could be a hero and save a man and all that. But the only way the movie sells or somebody buys it is if she's got big boobies, if she's beautiful, or if you make it funny or, you know. But the idea of, you know, Superman coming in and saving Lois Lane, that's something that a lot of people appeal to. Now, maybe we appeal to it because, you know, we were little kids. But, you know, having a strong woman in a movie, that's not what's going to progress anyone's cause. And sometimes we do more to hurt the cause when we try to, you know, change things. You know, when you try to say women are physically equal to men and equal in every respect to men, it puts us women back. I know my husband has more muscle mass. I know he runs faster. Why don't we embrace some of the changes we have? Now, mind you, there's a lot of women athletes out there that could kick a guy's butt. But for the most part, women have different, you know, physiological differences than men. Women are not designed to run super fast. The boobies prevent that. Why? Because the female is designed to feed her young and, you know, milk-filled boobies, right, are supposed to kind of stay put in the cave while caveman dad goes and hunts. I know that doesn't really sound the most, you know, 2018, but, sometimes when you try to artificially put people in a certain category, you actually make us look, you put us back years. Why don't we embrace what actually makes us different? And to me, that's really flattering. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.